A planned tour by a team of 33 children and 14 mentors due to travel to Ireland from the West Bank next week has been thrown into doubt because their visa applications have been denied. GAA Palestine, a grassroots movement founded a year ago and supported by a number of GAA clubs and volunteers, organised the tour to run from July 18th to August the 1st. The Palestinian athletes were due to be hosted by Irish families during the two-week tour to foster friendship and solidarity and sporting connection through the GAA. But despite documentation submitted to the Irish Embassy in May, the visas were refused. To tell us more about the tour and the difficulties now, I'm joined by Claire Liddy, the international spokesperson for GAA Palestine. This is very disappointing, Claire. Time is now ticking on, still no visas. Why were they denied?
We have no idea, because the details that we received in yesterday, multiple of the documents they have received, not once but twice, because they did come back to us after parking the visa bundle for 3 weeks. And we were calling the Irish Embassy in Tel Aviv like daily, just finding out what was the status on the visas. They eventually came back and requested additional documentation, which includes those documents. So they not only have they received the documents, they have received them multiple times. And now they have also added in we'll say there's one there for the English birth certs, which they requested. That was part of the additional documentation. And now they have said that it needs to be issued from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which was never communicated. They never requested the vetting of the host families. That was obviously done through the GAA and the clubs. There's several, most of the stuff they've either received or they never asked for and they never communicated. And I guess why we're so disappointed is we felt that, you know, we were being stonewalled, it was being delayed. We had the phone hung up on us several times by the office in Tel Aviv. And we felt there was something going on. And obviously we're in contact with other groups as well, who have proven track records of bringing groups of Palestinian children here for years who have experienced the same issues. Yeah. So this isn't just an isolated incident. But I mean,
Claire, you're saying to me that you have complied with all and everything that was asked for. Now, that, you know, the Department of Justice, as you know, there's a criteria around the issuing of visas. You say you've met all the criteria and you haven't been told.
That was communicated to us, they communicated to us,
And you've provided all and every document that they asked for, including translation of birth certs from Arabic into English.
Yeah, so they initially hadn't asked for birth certs, and then they came back and asked for the birth certs in English, which we provided with them. And they've had this for weeks.
Yeah, and you say all the families have been vetted. Just want for clarity, the Department of Justice says, you know, every visa application decided on its own merits. There has to be confirmation that appropriate child protection requirements are in place. The requirement that a child travelling with their parents or an appropriate guardian requires that if a child is travelling with their parents, that there's additional documents to be verified, like the birth certs and consent letters. In adult cases, financial means, employment and so on, and that an application can be refused if it cannot demonstrate compliance with such conditions. To the best of your knowledge, do you believe you've complied with these conditions?
Yes, we have complied with everything that they asked us for in the first stage, and then they came back and asked for additional documents, and then we had radio silence again, and we asked them repeatedly, have you everything you need? And they spoke to Stephen Redmond on the phone and said they have everything. And just to give you
Stephen
an example.
Stephen Redmond is your GAA contact, is he?
No, Stephen is the founder of GAA Palestine.
Is the founder of GAA Palestine. Okay.
Yeah,
but just now, you've been refused the visas at this stage, correct?
Yeah, and one of the members that was refused was here in April. And
he's already travelled to this country.
Yes.
And where do you go from here? There is an appeals process. Are you setting that in train?
I was up half the night working on the appeal. We have the support and the offers of support and assistance. People are devastated. And obviously, the group of 33 children and 14 adults in the West Bank, and also the children and the other adults who've been training for months, who we weren't going to be able to bring this time, but we'd hope to bring in the future, because of the phenomenal support we have received from every corner of Ireland.
And Claire, just tell me this. Do you know what the timeline on the appeal is? Because the clock is ticking here.
It's not looking good, but if the Palestinians have taught us anything, this was the beginning of a dream and we'll not let this stop us. It's a setback. But if I've learned anything over the years is, and it's from the Palestinians, is not to give up hope and to keep going. And we will keep going. The sheer scale of work and effort that's gone into this tour. And I just want to say thanks to, and I know that people are heartbroken, and the volunteers, the clubs, the World GA Council, the host families, and all the generous people and organisations who have contacted us. We are fighting this.
We'll keep an eye, Claire, to see how this develops. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Claire Liddy there, the international spokesperson for GAA Palestine. We're back with business after this.